First of all, thanks for the introduction. And my name is Chen Xi Zhang, and I'm a doctoral graduate student at North Carolina State University. And today I'm glad to share with you this presentation entitled Nitrogen Uptake Kinetics of Kentucky Bluegrass as a Determinant of Nitrogen Use Efficiency. So I'll be start with explaining why we're doing this study and how we're going to get to our goals. Then I move on to the body of experiment, discussing some results we found, and a quick preview on the further research. Then after some time, I'll take on any question you may have on this presentation. So fertilization is one of the most commonly performed cultural practices on managed turf surfaces. Among all those nutrients being applied, nitrogen is often the most abundant one. Once it is applied to a natural ecosystem, the nitrate form is prone to downward leaching. Many factors could affect the leaching potential of nitrate in the soil, plant, and even human. Among those, previous studies have identified intraspecific differences among Kentucky bluegrass cultivars for nitrogen utilization. And this result suggests that a cultivar selection could be beneficial in terms of minimizing nitrate leaching potential, and a nitrogen use efficiency screening program could be beneficial as well. As I mentioned, the nitrogen use efficiency is mainly determined by two major determinants, the root morphology and uptake kinetics. In this specific study, we looked more on the kinetic side. And I'll explain some of these in this slide. So the Michaelis-Menten curve is being used for characterizing the nitrate uptake by plant roots near the low range of nitrate concentration. This hyperbola-shaped curve describes the nitrogen uptake rate corresponding to nitrate concentration. There are two major parameters that define this curve. As you can see on the bottom, on the top corner on the left, Vmax, the capacity parameter, describes the asymptotic maximum uptake rate by plant roots. And the Km on the lower part here denotes the affinity parameter, which explains or which depicts the concentration of nitrate at which half of the maximum uptake rate is achieved. What I'd like to point out to the audience here is our study is not a connected study that characterized these two parameters for each of the cultivars we looked at. Instead, we pick two critical nitrate concentrations, as shown on the x-axis. A low one of 0.05 millimolar, as a typical value of Km for Kentucky bluegrass species, and a high one of 1 millimolar, as a representative value for Vmax concentration for Kentucky bluegrass. And we further investigate the nitrate uptake by different cultivars at these two defined concentrations. So for this specific study, our goal is to screen for cultivars with high and low nitrate uptake abilities under those two concentrations. And we're going to get to that by determining the nitrate uptake of Kentucky bluegrass cultivars using the N15 enriched nitrogen source in a hydroponic study. So now we move on to the methodology of this experiment. Tillers of 60 Kentucky bluegrass cultivars were harvested, rooted, and then grown in a flow-through nutrient solution culture. And due to the space limitation we have, we were able to process these 60 total cultivars in 6 different batches. So in each batch, tillers of 10 different cultivars were rooted for 3 weeks and transferred to a flow-through solution culture system. And after transplanting, the minus nitrogen Hoagland solution plus 1 millimolar of potassium nitrate was supplied to tiller for 3 weeks. And after that, nitrate was removed from the recipe and the plants were grown for another 3 weeks to develop moderate nitrogen deficiency. And after those, the plants are ready for N15 application. So for the application, after induction, we applied 1 millimolar of N15 labeled potassium nitrate to half of the reps we have in each batch for high-end screening, and 0.05 millimolar of N15 labeled potassium nitrate was introduced to another half of the reps in each batch for a 4-hour uptake period for a low-end screen. After the uptake period, the tillers of all those Kentucky bluegrass cultivars were harvested, and they were oven-dried, weighted, ground, and analyzed for N15 enrichment. This procedure was repeated for all those 6 total batches we had. Just a quick note on the experimental design. Each batch was a random complete block design, and the mean uptake nitrate by each cultivar were separated by multiple comparisons. So here is an example of what the data looks like from one single batch. Those different bars represent a cultivar from one batch, so 10 cultivars in total on this one. On the left, you have the nitrate uptake under the concentration 1 millimolar, and on the right, concentration of 0.05 millimolar. You can clearly identify some of those differences among these batch of cultivars. And the dashed line shows the general range of all those 60 different cultivars we looked at. So 5 other data sets like those were pulled together after we have updated data for each of those cultivars we have. And from these pooled data, we were able to find the rank order correlation was significant between uptake at high nitrogen concentration and low nitrogen concentration. So because of that, we were able to pick 5 of those out of those 60 cultivars that exhibited the highest nitrate uptake capacity at those both concentrations, and 5 another cultivars from those 60 that exhibited the lowest nitrate uptake capacity at those 2 concentrations. So these 10 total cultivars were harvested again and put through the same kind of screening procedure I just described for another set of data. So this data come out of the second screening. Those red bars denotes the cultivars selected as high in nitrate uptake, and blue bars denotes the cultivars selected as low in nitrate uptake. You can see from the data that some of those differences are confirmed, and the rank order of these 10 total cultivars correlates well with their original data from the first round of screening in nitrate uptake. So further from these 10 cultivars, we were able to pick 2 out of them. One, as Julia is, represents a cultivar that high in nitrate uptake, and another one, Midnight, is among all of them that represents a cultivar low in nitrate uptake. And we will use these 2 different materials to go through further investigation out of the hydroponic system environment. So this is the end of the screening procedure, and from that, we have the conclusion listed here. The nitrate uptake capacity of those total 60 Kentucky bluegrass cultivars were quantified for each of them using an N15 enriched screening procedure. And 2 cultivars, Julia and Midnight, were chosen as cultivars with advantageous and disadvantageous nitrate uptake abilities, respectively, for further investigation. And here's a quick preview of the additional studies that we're currently involved with, which includes a column study to examine the nitrate uptake competitiveness between these 2 Kentucky bluegrass cultivars, and a lysimeter study to investigate the impact of these 2 different cultivars on nitrate leaching from their stands. And with that, I'll thank you for your attention. I'll be glad to take on any questions you may have on this presentation. I think active. At 1 millimolar, that's towards the higher end of the saturable system. But we think still a good part of that is still active. Any questions? Thank you.